Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to FinancialSurvivalNetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. It is 11/15/18. Well, much political turmoil still taking place, stolen elections, balance of power shifting in Congress and the government. What does it all mean? Well, we're talking with our good friend Matt Nye from the Republican Liberty Caucus. And Matt, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, so what'd you think of the outcome of the elections last week?
So obviously could have been a lot worse. I was actually thinking the Republicans might hold on to the House. But I think the strategy of keep the Senate and fortify the Senate worked out well for the Republicans, the president. Mm-hmm. So the fact that they picked up a few seats in the Senate, and the ones that do remain in the Senate are probably going to be much more staunch pro-Trump allies. Bodes well on that side. Mixed bag. So the president definitely put himself out there in terms of making, a referendum on him and a referendum on illegal immigration. So that's kind of worked. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, what about the massive voter fraud?
Obviously, we've got that going on here in Florida in space.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I haven't read about too much in other states.
Atlanta. Atlanta, it sure looks like it in Arizona, because in Maricopa County, which I guess includes the state's largest city, Phoenix, the governor, Ducey, he won by 325,000 votes there. On the same ticket, the Democratic nominee, Kyrsten Sinema, she won by 325,000 votes. How can you have that type of swing?
Great. I'm sorry, I apologize. I've forgotten about the McSally loss. Yeah,
yes.
That is that one is pretty fascinating in terms of the numbers and how they clearly don't.
Yeah, they don't jive. Yeah,
right.
And we had voter fraud all over the place. I think it's a lot easier to commit voter fraud for a House election, certainly, than a Senate election, a senatorial election, or
right,
presidential, or anything else. Because, hey, in a congressional district, House district, all you got to do, especially if they're close, is flip a few thousand votes the other way by hook or by crook, and it's pretty easy.
Right.
So
right.
Trump would like to do something about this, but he's been fought every step of the way. You think he's going to get more serious about it after this electoral debacle?
I hope so. I mean, even like you say, here in Florida, when Governor Scott had the opportunity to remove the Broward County supervisor, he didn't take it. And now, of course, it's kind of ironic that his own race is possibly in play because of his lack of action. So, yes, I certainly hope this highlights the issue and, makes people angry enough that some of the politicians actually do something about it. We'll see.
Yeah. Do you think that Rick Scott and Ron DeSantis are going to prevail in Florida?
I think so. But the downside is, you know, Matt Caldwell, who was an RLC endorsed candidate. Now the race has flipped, you know, the other way with the Democrat. So at a minimum, it looks like this is going to cost you a really great ag commissioner. So, you know, that I know, you know, that's not a sexy race, but that office, you know, that the agriculture commissioner handles the concealed carry permits and things like that. I mean, it's a very important position. And because of this debacle in South Florida, that's going to be in the hands of a left wing Democrat.
So. Pretty much. Hey, so so when you look at this, you think the Republicans will learn their lesson, or are they going to still be the party of stupid?
I doubt it. I mean, honestly, that's what's so frustrating is it just seems like time and time again, when the Republicans have power, they don't follow through on their promises. They don't do what they said they were going to do. Mm-hmm. And then when the Democrats seize the reins, I mean, it's no holds barred. They go for the throat. Yeah. You know, so it would be nice. And again, I think that's why President Trump is so popular, because he really has followed through on the things he promised to do. He's done so unabashedly. You know, he's not apologizing. He's going, you know, taking it to him. And I hope the lesson that some Republicans learn is, hey, we can, you know, if we get elected, if we follow through, we'll be rewarded. You know, but it's frustrating.
It really is frustrating, isn't it? So
you go back to, again, at the federal level, they were given everything they asked for. And I understand, you know, they had a slim majority in the Senate. But the fact is, you know, they still didn't, you know, they didn't follow through on basics like Obamacare repeal. You know, you still got massive spending, massive deficits. It's just and now, of course, we're back to they've lost the House, and now it'll be, oh, we can't do that because we don't have the House. So it's just a never ending stream of excuses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Isn't that the truth? They are quite frustrating, aren't they? It's like they deliberately threw the race. Doesn't it feel like that? Deliberately
you know,
through
it's
the
funny
House.
You say that, because I think, like, purely, you know, if you just look at it from a purely political optics standpoint, yes, they're actually in a better position, right? With the Democrats in control of the House, they have somebody to blame. Because when the Republicans controlled all three houses and they couldn't get it done, they just look like idiots. So now they can actually say, well, the other side, you know, they control the House. We can't do this. We can't do that.
Right.
So I do tend to agree with you there that from a purely you know, kind of political circus perspective, they're probably in better shape.
They're always best when they're underdogs. Then they could just complain and they don't have to do anything, right?
Well, and then you can take all those symbolic votes, right? Remember all the votes they took to repeal Obamacare when it didn't matter, and then of course when it does matter, they can't get the job done. So, I agree. It is frustrating. I'm actually, as I'm talking to you, I'm at a 4-day like advanced political leadership training class. It's really good. And we just finished right before I got on the call with you. We just finished going through like the list of excuses that the politicians will give you when you're pushing, you know, for your issue as the grassroots. And it is pretty, pretty remarkable how you hear all these different variants. You know, well, we can't do that because we don't control all three houses. Well, now we control all three houses, but we can't do it because we don't have a big enough majority.
Right.
You know, there's always an excuse.
Yes. So. Very, very true. We've seen it over and over again. They just deal in excuses. Hey, they could have passed national reciprocal carry, right? Forcing every state to recognize every other state's carry, but they didn't do it. All right. That would have like guaranteed that they were going to, you know, carry the House. But stupid is as stupid does, as Forrest Gump would say. Right.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the things in this class I'm in is the single biggest motivator for a politician. Right. Once they're elected, from their perspective, the best thing they can do is essentially nothing. Right. Because if you do nothing, there are no votes for people to complain about. If you do nothing. You know, at least on controversial issues, obviously, if they take a position, that means somebody somewhere is going to be angry. But if you can kind of stake out the, hey, I'm here in the background and throw out all these excuses why you can't pass a bill or mm-hmm. vote on something, then you can kind of, you know, maybe squeak by in the next election without much pain. So, that's our job as the grassroots. You know, that's what the Republican Liberty Caucus is a grassroots organization to push liberty issues and, you know, make them put the pain, the pressure on them to actually do what they're supposed to do, follow mm-hmm. through on their campaign promises.
Great. What a novel concept, huh?
Right. Who'd have thunk you should actually follow through and do what you promised to do once you get elected?
Yeah. Only Trump seems to believe in that. Nobody else, right?
It is true. I mean, he has said, I don't agree with all of, some of the things that he promotes in terms of the free trade and tariffs and things like that. But I mean, he is far and away surpassed all expectations in terms of, you know, following through on things again, and not only following through, but doing so in a very, grandiose fashion, you know, like where it's really, you know, he, not only does he do it, he really, you know, puts it in their face. So it's great.
That he does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Remarkable.
Oh, yeah. No,
there's never been a president like him. And look at all the regulations he's cut. He's done really the most that he could administratively of any president, including Reagan, hasn't he?
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next.
Egypt is on the verge, once again, becoming a world-renowned gold producer. The Golden Age is being rediscovered. For millennia, ancient Egyptian kingdoms prospered from unparalleled riches. Pharaohs built their empires and flaunted their abundant wealth that was made possible by the country's resource-rich gold deposits. Despite this rich history, modern Egypt remains one of the most underdeveloped gold mining countries in the world. Aton Resources is at the center of the modern Egyptian mining world, diligently working both as the only public exploration company in Egypt today and as the advocate for mining reform with the Egyptian government. However, those that arrive early, like Aton, will reap the best rewards. Aton's discovery of the legendary lost mountain of gold at Rudruin and its current aggressive drilling program there could potentially reap those rewards. Aton Resources is focused on its 100% owned Abu Marwat concession in the Arabian-Nubian Shield, located 200 kilometers north of Sentimin Sakkari's world-class gold mine. Aton possesses first-mover advantage in the underfollowed jurisdiction of Egypt, which is currently undergoing mining reform. To stay on top of Aton's latest drill results and news, go to AtonResources.com. Aton trades on the TSX-V under the ticker AAN and on the OTC under the ticker ANLBF.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Yeah, the regulatory reform is stunning. And then I've heard different numbers, but apparently just the federal employee count is also dramatically lower. I don't remember the last figure I saw, but it's very rarely do you see a reduction, right? And again, we talk about this all the time. It seems this, you know, status quo, the government either stays the same size or continues to grow in size. And under his leadership, it's actually the federal employee count, my understanding, is actually declined. So just that in and of itself, again, you know, money where his mouth is, following through, acting, you know, looking at the government apparatus as a business, you know, through the lens of a business owner as opposed to a bureaucrat trying to grow bureaucracy.
Oh, totally. And you know what? Nobody has missed those employees. No one at all, except maybe the coffee vendor outside their office or the lunch establishments where they spend most of their day anyway. Otherwise, I don't think anyone's missed it.
I know we've got one of the gentlemen in my county that helped on his campaign and ended up being hired, you know, at the White House. And he, part of his job was to look at some of these standing committees that they have.
And
these committees,
them, huh?
The money that they spend are just stunning, you know, where they have, they meet once a year and they'll have 40 or 50 people on a committee to discuss, you know, transportation or something like that. But it's not just one committee. There are like hundreds of them.
Yeah.
And they pay, not only they pay the committee members their travel, you know, it's to have a committee meeting could be
garbage.
A multi-million dollar affair.
Yeah, they have to plan them. They need meeting planners.
It was just fascinating. Yeah, just fascinating to hear him explain. Part of his job is basically to go through and gut some of these committees, right? Well, do we really need this? No, it's
absolutely
done.
Well, I've got a great department for them to get rid of, and that is the American Department of Redundancy Department of the United States of America. I think we could do without it, right?
Is that a real department? Seriously?
The Department of Redundancy Department? No, but the whole government. The whole government is. But you could believe it. Yeah, you could believe it.
Now, as I have to ask you seriously, is that a real department?
Yeah, I mean, every level of government has one. There's the Department of Redundancy Department of the City of New York City, right? And there's the State of New York Redundancy Department of the State of New York, right? It's this is what they specialize in, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it's
scary. Well, somebody here was in one of the earlier presenters where I'm at today. They said in Montana now, this will kind of scare you talking about the government control, is they actually have a position now. It was the Commissioner of Political Processes. So they have like a Russian type. I don't want to use the word czar because I know that's not the correct one, but. Anyway, it's basically a guy that's appointed to, track campaigns and candidates, and it's pretty Orwellian, scary stuff.
Well, it sounds like very necessary. Sounds like we really need it. You're becoming cynical, Matt. I'm starting to worry about you.
Yeah. Well, because that guy would never abuse his power, right? He would never abuse his power and go after campaigns or candidates that the state doesn't agree with.
Who was it? One great president once said, "Government is not the solution; government is the problem." Government is not the cure to metastatic cancer. It is metastatic in itself, right? I mean, it's madness.
It's true. Well, that's we've just drifted so far. What's so amazing is how just look again, going back to Florida and the recount. How is it possible that literally half the state voted for basically an avowed socialist for governor? I mean, it's really fascinating that we're even mm-hmm. having to have the recount just because it's within that margin is what's so disturbing. So,
yeah. It really is, and they better get on the voter fraud quickly because it's really undermining the country, and it's bad news. Hey, so we're looking at the fires in California. We have these wildfires every summer in the Wild West, and Trump makes a comment that hey, it's your lousy land use policies that are causing it. And there's a lot of truth to that, but it's not just the state level, it's the federal level. It's ridiculous abandoned Endangered Species Act designations for, like the dung beetle or something like that. That stops it. The only people who are going to take care of America's forests and see to it that they don't burn up like they are is the logging industry. All right. Nobody else is going to do it because nobody else has an incentive, and the government is going to run it like they run in, like they run motor vehicles. This is burning the forestry department is just another DMV on a grand scale. So, and the fact is that logging, the employment's gone down by 50% in California in the People's Republic of. And that's happened since 2005. And guess what's happened? The number of fires is doubling and the damage is escalating beyond all imagination.
Yeah, and it goes back to, again, kind of the point we were talking about earlier is for government, there are no consequences, right? So if you're in business, you either are profitable or you go out of business. You cease to exist. Mm-hmm. But with government agencies, that fundamental alternative does not exist, right? Your alternative is basically, do we get the same budget or more budget? And it doesn't matter how poorly we perform our job. It seems like the worst case, if you're a government official or a government agency and you do a bad job, you end up getting fired, but you still keep your pension.
Yeah.
So there's no question that the free market, that private industry, the logging industry would do a far better job of maintaining those resources and making sure that they're renewable. And again, the side effect of which is no, you know, not as many, at least, of these massive deadly wildfires. It's again, very frustrating and very tragic. I mean, that's I saw the number. I know the number killed now is up to like 56, but I think they said there's still like 298 unaccounted for. And now, as time wears on, they're saying that, you know, previously it's like, hey, maybe these 300 people didn't know they're being looked for. But as the time goes on, you know, that kind of the odds of those people not knowing that someone's looking for them, you know, decreases dramatically. And so it sounds like the death toll will continue to rise, and it's pretty horrific.
Yeah, awful, awful thing to see, and avoidable. I mean, the fact is,
the only
ones that look out for the forests are the logging industry. Now, obviously, we don't want the logging industry clear-cutting forests, and they haven't done that for decades now. But the fact is that thinning of the trees, burning off of the waste of the fuel, backfires, things like that, only serve to help help preserve the forest, right?
Correct.
So, so yet another thing that the government's screwing up, right?
Well, it all goes back around. I mean, it really is. If you just, you know, if you just kind of step back and you look at the economy and the various industries, and you say, okay, which ones, you know, are the most screwed up, right? Yeah. What are the most messed up industries? And then you look at, okay, how much interference, you know, does the government have in that industry? And it's always, there's a direct correlation between the more the government regulates or interferes, the more messed up the industry is. And obviously, you know, healthcare and insurance.
Higher education.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yes.
So, I mean, it should be just so obvious. And for some reason, we're still debating, you know, you go back, like, say, 200 years, Adam Smith. It's just fascinating that these, you know, capitalism has been shown time and time again, to be the way to go. And, you know, more government interferes, the worse it is. And somehow we're still having the same old arguments over and over.
It's like the minimum wage discussion. You know, we've proven the fact that minimum wage will eliminate jobs of minorities and lesser skilled people. We know this. There's not even a question about it. And yet we still keep going around in circles. And that's the beauty of the Republican form of government, right? Hey, Matt, if we want to find out more about you, about the Republican Liberty Caucus, where do we go?
Go to the website at rlc.org, or you can follow us on Twitter at rlibertycaucus. And again, we were founded as the libertarian wing of the Republican Party, since have expanded to include a lot of constitutional conservatives and Tea Party types. So we are the grassroots. The tagline that was adopted years ago that I absolutely love is, we're the conscience of the Republican Party. So we try to hold them accountable to what they promised to do.
Well, I would say you're also the brains of the Republican Party, because the Republican Party itself, there's not a brain among them. The whole thing with Ryan stepping aside, he should have left and allow one of the real Republicans in there, like a Jim Jordan, to run the show. You know, it would have made a big difference. Totally.
What a disappointment he turned out to be. Yeah.
He was a loser from the Obama, you know, from the presidential campaign. You knew the guy was a loser. All right.
Yeah.
He's
actually,
a liar.
I just met Jim Jordan. I just met Jim Jordan in Ohio a couple of weekends ago. We were up there for an RLC state convention. And what a great guy.
Great guy.
Phenomenal guy, super sharp, down to earth. I mean, he would have been a great minority speaker. So.
Yeah, majority. Yeah. Well, hey, if he was 6 inches taller, he could run for president, but ain't going to happen, unfortunately. But that's it for today. Hey, connect with us. Send us an email, kl@kerrylutz.com. The Twitter feed's at Kerry Lutz. Facebook page, Financial Survival Network. Hey, Matt, it's always great talking to you, and we will catch up with you in the future, and happy recounting.
Sounds good. Yeah, we'll see how it shakes out. Thanks, Gary. Talk to you soon.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumba.
ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
FSN Radio.
It's all about what's next.
Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports.
The Financial Survival Network.
It's all about what's next.